Let's pray. God of covenantal love, thank you for the life and witness of your servant Mary, and for the outpouring of your Spirit upon her as you chose her as the mother of our Lord and Savior. Lord, we marvel at this same Holy Spirit of truth and comfort that he comes to us, equipping us to be your servants. So in the same hope as Mary, we pray, let it be with us according to your word. Give us thankful hearts in troubled times, hearts that are sustained by your Holy Spirit. Calm our hearts as we pray, let it be with us according to your word. That can be overwhelming sometimes, Lord. Let it be with us according to your word. In your presence, bring us to a place of wholeness, Lord, to say, here am I, your servant, without pretense, but with a spirit of sacrificial love, all for the sake of the one who said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Open or reopen or expand our vision to the wonders of your love, Jesus. And turn us from those things that distract us from being thankful in all circumstances, and from abiding in you, and from keeping your commandments, and from grieving your Spirit. As your beloved, we desire to be loving people. Father, a people who are known by the love of God and our love for one another. Make us people of mercy and love. Pour out your Spirit of grace upon us so that we overflow with love, not just for one another, but also for those we often refer to as our enemies. Lord Jesus, as we wait for you, we know that you have made a way for those who believe, and we know we are the tellers of that way, that truth, and that life to the world. We remember your faithfulness. Help us to remember ours. We rejoice in your presence, and we seek wisdom in the many decisions that we have to make. In Jesus' name we pray. Let it be with us according to your word. Amen.